I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Machinists vote to strike at Boeing. We have the story.
Child's body found buried in a backyard in Rose Hill. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Court documents reveal the cause of death for two Southwest Kansas women. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Machinists at Boeing voted to go on strike Thursday, rejecting a contract proposed by the company to raise pay by 25% over 4 years. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers demanded a 40% pay raise over 3 years to make up for 16 years of stagnant wages. Boeing responded to the vote, saying that they're ready to negotiate a new agreement.
Vice President Kamala Harris is back on the campaign trail following her first and potentially only debate against former President Trump, hitting the swing state of North Carolina with a couple of rallies.
Voters were in line to get into the 22,000-seat Coliseum here hours in advance.
Of course, I believe that North Carolina can turn blue. If I didn't believe that, I probably wouldn't be standing in line right now.
That's Lisa Martin. Her husband, Patrick, said he thinks it can happen if she can talk a bit more about one thing.
I think if she can get across her economic plan and how it would turn around the tide for middle class and the working class here in North Carolina, I think that is the one piece of her platform she needs to really explain.
As for what else she needs to do over the next 7 weeks, that may or may not be another in-person interview.
If she doesn't need to say more because people are already on the bandwagon, like, why chance messing it up, right?
In Greensboro, North Carolina, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former President Trump discussed the presidential debate and tax cuts during a campaign stop in Arizona.
Former President Trump reiterating he won't do another presidential debate, as Vice President Harris has said, we owe it to the voters to have another.
But she immediately called for a second debate, which means that she was like a prize fighter that lost a fight.
Telling a crowd he had a monumental victory and accusing ABC anchors who fact-checked him of partisan interference, touting his no taxes on tips policy, a plan to ban taxes on Social Security benefits.
I'm also announcing that as part of our additional tax cuts, we will end all taxes on overtime. You know what that means? Think of that.
Also vowing to reduce housing and energy costs. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police are looking for a driver following a fatal hit-and-run crash Wednesday night. A bicyclist killed in South Wichita near 47th South and Seneca. Witnesses telling police a silver truck was traveling westbound when it crashed into the bicyclist and left the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111.
A child's body has been found buried in a backyard in Rose Hill. Police Chief Taylor Parlier says the identity of the child is unknown. The remains appear to have been buried at the site for some time, possibly for years.
We have suspicions, but until the autopsy comes back based on the state of decomposition, there was not an immediate identifiable way to identify the individual.
Police say the body is not connected to any known missing person case, but they are investigating people of interest.
Court documents revealing the cause of death for two Kansas women who were killed in Oklahoma.
The documents filed by the Texas County District Attorney show that 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Julian Kelly were both fatally stabbed. The document says Paul Grice stabbed Butler to death while Tad Collum killed Kelly. The women's bodies were then placed in a freezer and buried. It also alleges that Collum placed his clothing in the freezer with the bodies and that his and Kelly's DNA were also found on the clothing. All of the defendants will be in court next Wednesday, where a judge will decide if their preliminary hearings will be held together or separately. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Some officials are wondering if problems with the post office could lead to trouble for the presidential election.
The National Association of Secretaries of State and local election officials are sounding the alarm over potential problems with the U.S. Postal Service. In a letter addressed to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, election administrators highlighted problems with delayed delivery of mail-in ballots. They said late-arriving ballots postmarked on time often miss the deadline to be counted. but the Postal Service says it delivered almost 99% of mail-in ballots on time in the 2022 election and that it's well prepared to handle election mail. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we're just a few minutes away from our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, in just a few minutes.
Feeling lucky? It's Friday the 13th. That story on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. The cleanup begins in Louisiana after Hurricane Francine left damage in its wake.
As Hurricane Francine passed over the area on Wednesday night, folks in Kenner, Louisiana saw the canals rise and flood. So the residents living around this neighborhood seeing the water threaten to enter their homes, and for some, it did. So the cleanup began, people pulling up carpets, taking doors down, drywall, putting it to the curb. I spoke to many residents hearing their story.
We kept seeing it rise and rise and rise, and it was pretty scary.
And flooding wasn't the only impact. Power outages grew in the path of Hurricane Francine. By Thursday afternoon, there was still nearly 260,000 customers across the state of Louisiana still without power. Reporting here in Kenner, Louisiana, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
Pay heed to your calendar. It's Friday the 13th.
It's that unfortunate Gregorian occurrence when the 13th of a month falls on the last day of a work week, and it makes people afraid. Especially of hockey mask-wearing reanimated corpses. But why is Friday the 13th so feared? Likely having to do with cultural taboos dating back to the time of Hammurabi with regards to the number 13, but some claim its pairing with Fridays became loathed following such a day in the year 1307, and even in October when King Philippe IV of France ordered the arrests, torture, and killing of the Knights Templar. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area, well, those traffic volumes are starting to thin out a bit. Still got a couple of places on those Wardell and Tewardell traffic cameras where you can see some heavy traffic and something to watch for. We do have a stalled out vehicle, and it's in that road construction area. So watch for slow traffic northbound I-235 ramp right to I-135. Southbound there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Quiet conditions continue for our Friday as we get ready to head into the weekend. Winds are going to be light early this morning, but that southeast breeze is going to pick back up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 89 degrees. Still staying pretty warm out there, too. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a clear sky, 60 degrees, no wind. It's calm at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check in with Jamal Holoperic and visitwichita.com.
Hey guys, I hope you're having a great morning. It's Friday. Woohoo! Don't we love it? Let's get a great weekend going on. We have the 15th annual Autumn and Art Festival. So much fun. Brings so many people out. It's out at Bradley Fair. It's going on all weekend long. You can view and purchase original art. There'll be 90 local regional artists there with jewelry, painting, glass art, ceramics, you name it. So you can get out there and enjoy that at Bradley Fair this weekend. And then we have Play on a Plane. This is at the Kansas Aviation Museum on Saturday from 10 to 4. You can go inside a KC-135, Boeing 727, a Boeing 737, and many, many more. So you can go check that out. There'll be food trucks, music, just a great time for the family. And you know, people really love their planes here in the air capital of the world, Wichita. So that'd be fun for the whole family to go out to the Kansas Aviation Museum on Saturday. And then kicking off Hispanic Heritage Month, it actually goes from September 15th to October 15th, and a lot of events going around town all weekend, or all month long, really. But this weekend, we have Friday night salsa night at the Brickyard in Old Town. So a lot going on for everyone this weekend. Go have fun and enjoy your weekend. Be safe. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Jamel, and visit Wichita.com. 8:13, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
And it is time to get that Chiefs preview for the big game on Sunday afternoon. KC hosting Cincinnati at Arrowhead Stadium. And it's time to bring in the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, here on this Friday morning. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Theodore. And good morning to all our folks at American Ag Credit who make it possible. Ty, my guy out there every day, is a pretty prairie rodeo at American Ag Credit. And Dr. Maharis, all of our physicians have checked in. They're all listening this morning, suspending all of their surgeries to this point. And then Katie Lukens, who is a she will not miss this segment. She has, if we were handing out perfect attendance stars, like we did in Sunday school or school back in the day, Katie would get a 100% perfect attendance. So we got a lot of folks listening. I saw Brother Fry last night at Butler Community College. I spoke to the Grizzlies, you guys, and it was awesome to be on campus there last night and see a lot of friends. The Sweeneys were there. Bubba, you know Bubba Sweeney goes way back. So all of our listeners to the Ploppa Report, a tip of the cap on this gorgeous Friday morning.
Did you use any of those great wife jokes to lead off that I gave you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then they throw you out, and then it's, you know. So asking for a refund. But it was great to be on campus. You know, Butler Community College has such an awesome reputation, really, not only just the 6 football championships. I talked to her about Byron Pringle, who made the key block to spring the run to immortality in Super Bowl 54, is from Butler. Senator Marshall is from Butler. And here's a good one. I should have saved it for the Ploppa Report. But the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals went to
Butler
Community College. Yeah, Zach Taylor. Yeah. So anyway, a shout out to the Purple Grizzlies. They gave me my own jersey signed by the guys. It was a cool night. And so a shout out to all those folks at the El Dorado campus.
Here's to convince everybody. Yes, football is a game of inches, or in last game, 1 inch at the end of that end zone.
I remember the night that you and I were inducted into the KAB Hall of Fame. And Theodore, this was an incredible moment because all this wisdom is coming out.
Right.
His acceptance speech, Steve McIntosh's acceptance speech, was very short and to the point. Always remember to clip your toenails. And that was it.
That was it.
That's all he said. And the crowd roared. And then
they loved it.
obviously, Isaiah Likely did not hear you, because if he would have clipped his toenails, I think the Chiefs would have lost. Seriously. If it wasn't a Sunday night football crew with 60 cameras, I'm not sure the Chiefs would have had that look to overturn it. So, yeah, we were fortunate that there were double the cameras there of a normal game.
And, of course, back-to-back home games to open up the season. And, I mean, you had those two preseason games at home. You've had quite the extended run getting to get things started in KC for this season.
Tisk, tisk, because you know that means what's coming. Mm-hmm. And that will be next Friday's discussion, because 9 of the next 15 will be away from the friendly confines of Andy's Acre at the 39th parallel. But take your hand, take what's in front of you. Only 2 teams have won the Lamar Hunt Trophy over the past 5 seasons, and those two meet on Sunday. It should be a festive affair.
Yeah, the Chiefs and the Bengals. When we look back at, of course, you guys played on New Year's Eve last year, and the game before that, you met in the AFC Championship game. So these two have quite the rivalry going on here of late.
Yeah, and it's one of the things I actually talked about with Coach Reed. I'm going to bring it up again on pregame. Is the fact when you play a team like this in such big games, Ted, they feel like a division opponent. Mm-hmm. And some of the coaches were joking, like they referenced back in past game video. We have played these guys so much since 2018 in the regular season and the postseason, it does feel like a division opponent. And, you know, with all of the chatter going back and forth, mostly coming from Cincinnati, that it really fuels the fire. But I've not heard from the Cincinnati mayor this week. I think maybe he learned his lesson a couple of years ago when Kelsey called in the jabroni, but they still yak. I mean, Taylor Britt was saying, I guess they were these fast, whatever. Yeah. And Jamar Chase is saying, we're the team of the AFC. New England's going, well, wait a minute, didn't we just beat you guys? So anyway, there's always some chatter coming from Cincinnati.
Though, and yeah, and speaking of which, yeah, they kind of laid an egg on opening week. Cincinnati didn't get much going.
The biggest egg. And here's your stat of the morning. if they lose this game on Sunday, and I like Zach Taylor, I told the crowd last night, I love your Grizzly, except when we play him, because I think that's a great family. I know Sherwood is dad. But if Zach loses this game, wait for it, he'll be 1-11 in the first 2 weeks of a season for six consecutive years.
Ooh.
Now, get this one. So I dug a little deeper in it. It will be the worst in 55 years with those metrics. You cannot dig a hole and keep trying to dig out of it. They've done it twice, but you have a 12% chance. If you start 0-2, and this is data that goes back to 1990, so what we're looking at 35 years of data,
yeah,
you have a 12% chance of making the playoffs. If you go 2-0, you have a 64% chance of making the playoffs. That's the importance of this game on Sunday.
How are the Chiefs on the injury report?
Hollywood Brown's the only one, really. We'll know more after today's practice, but I got a feeling it's the old discretion's a better part of valor cliche here. And I've told you guys this many, many times. One of the things I appreciate about the Chiefs is they don't hurry dudes back. If it's not ready to go or if it's just the least bit iffy, they'll shut him down. So I don't think we'll have Hollywood Brown. Could be wrong. Wait for the injury report later today, but it looks like one more week without him. And so other than that, the Chiefs are good to go. The Bengals have T. Higgins probably out again, and that's a big deal. Chase gets a lot of the discussion, Jamar Chase, but T. Higgins is a really good receiver. Now, they will have Logan Wilson back, but the Bengals have more of an injury issue coming into this game than we do.
What was our key takeaway from the season opening win last week?
Two things. One is the vertical speed is back, and that opens up. I thought it opened up everything for Kelsey. It really opens it up for Rashee Rice. The middle of the field is open like our Smith County pasture, and that is giving him room to run. It's the scene on Step Brothers, one of your favorite movies, Ted, where they build the bunk beds, and they're going, look at all this room. And that's what Rashee Rice is thinking now, because there's not three dudes sitting to where he wants to run his route. And so I think Rashee Rice could eat. On the defensive side, and I wish I'd have brought these guys up more during our reports, but Leo Chenal, Turk Wharton, and then Felix Anyadike Uzomah. Mm-hmm. Week one to week two is huge in the NFL. So can those three guys, in specific, back up arguably their best games of their young careers, and can they do it again? If they do, this defense, which gave up 20 points, but they also held the Ravens 0-2 in goal to go, unheard of, and 1-4 in the red zone. Yeah. The key defensive stat is scoring defense. Duh, Captain Obvious, but if the Chiefs keep that up, which they did last year, then you'll see really good things come from the red, white, and gold.
The Chiefs and the Bengals at Arrowhead Sunday. Pregame coverage for the Chiefs at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Kickoff at 3:25 p.m. Sunday, right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch, we must ask you.
Yes.
How does this game between the Chiefs and the Bengals somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Kansas City Chiefs game number 2 update?
Steve, look at the palm of your hand and don't slap it against your forehead this week, because this one is not so obvious. And Ted, I'm going to ask you, because I'm going to bring up the biggest upset, I think, and maybe the biggest game. Close to it, but the biggest upset the Shockers ever had in football, and no one talks about it. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
If I said you, your top three, Ted, your top three Shocker upset wins, what would you say? Just off the top of your head.
The 13-10 win at KU.
Yep, 82.
Didn't they beat Oklahoma State? Yeah, they
went 20-10, 78.
Yeah.
Still out crowded. Yep.
So what's the third one I missed? The win over Hardin Simmons? No,
we're going to leave that one out. Okay.
What's
the University
one?
Of Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Okay. Cincinnati, the Bearcats. Number 12 in the country at home in front of 20,000 at Old Nippert Stadium.
Yeah.
UC had won 16 straight wins. And the Wichita State Shockers go in there and upset number 12 ranked Cincinnati, stopping at the time, I think, was the second longest winning streak in the nation, with a 13-0 shutout of the Bearcats. And I've heard no one talk about this game. because it was listed in the Cincinnati Inquirer as the witch hunters from the wheat state were able to win this game. I love these old writers. But UC was seventh in the nation in rushing defense. The Shocks ran for 260.
Oh!
UC was fifth in the nation in offense. They got shut out. I've talked about Jim Klesainen before. How about Jimmy Sippy? He was a hero in this game. Old Leroy Henman and then Frank Brayman, who took turns at quarterback with Leroy. But the coach of the Cincinnati Bearcats of that team is what comes to mind as well. The coach, Sid Gilman. The original coach of the Chargers of the American Football League. In fact, he coached the Chargers all 10 years of the AFL.
Yeah.
Only two coaches coached an AFL team for all 10 years of that league's existence. Sid Gilman of the Cincinnati Bearcats, then the Chargers, and Hank Stram of the Kansas City Chiefs. Why does nobody talk about the Shockers beating the number 12 team in the country on the road to break a 16-game winning streak? You can't do any of that if you don't have a team. So bring it back. Bring it back. And where are my Shocker historians? Why are we not talking about this win? It might be the biggest one the Shockers ever had.
What year was that?
Yeah.
1954. That's the Jack Mitchell
54.
Go crazy year. They win the Valley. I found out from a fan this summer. I brought that team up because this person goes, hey, I listen to those Kloffa things. Those are good. I go, the 1954 team. He was in school. Then he ran track. And they went, the Boosters got Jack Mitchell a car. They got him some extra cash. They passed the hat at the Orpheum Theater. And then Jack left town and went to Arkansas.
Right,
took the car
right,
and the money.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jack. See ya. The old Wellington Crusader. Bye, buddy.
I was at the Harden-Simmons game. Miller Farr ran a touchdown. How about that?
And tears in my eyes, man. You got it. The Harden-Simmons Cowboys.
There you go. Awesome.
Hey, Sunday.
Love the Plopper Report.
You
and
bet.
We have a great call on Sunday afternoon. We're looking forward to it. And, of course,
thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, doctors. You can go back to your surgeries and appointments now. And Katie Lukens, go back to whatever she's going to do today.
All right.
Good stuff.
Right.
Of course, we visit
right,
with Mitch every Friday morning and get the Plopper Report courtesy of American Ag Credit.
Sean sees mixed options about a mixed opinion, that is, about Harris and the debate. Sean Hannity's Morning Minute coming up. Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 60 degrees here on this Friday morning. A man who prompted a Wichita Amber Alert Wednesday has been arrested. Sedgwick County Jail records show 30-year-old Trayvon Strong Sr. booked early Thursday on suspicion of several counts, including aggravated battery and child abuse. Police say the man threatened to kill a woman in front of her three children. The woman managed to get away with two of the children, but the man left, taking a third one with him. The boy was found Wednesday night and was not injured. A new report shows more than 250 guns were stolen out of cars so far this year in Wichita. Police say that accounts for almost half of all firearms stolen since January. Public Information Officer Andrew Ford says,
we want to keep our community safe, but in order to do that, our community has to help us do that as well. So making sure that you secure your vehicles at night, don't leave any valuables inside of the vehicle.
Ford says the guns are often taken to other states where they are used to commit crimes. Oklahoma residents will get to vote on raising the state's minimum wage, but not for another 2 years. And that's got some people very upset.
An Oklahoma ballot question would ask voters if they want to see the minimum wage raised from the current $7.25 to at least $15 an hour. Supporters of the Yes on State Question 832 campaign turned in nearly 180,000 signatures. That's almost twice as many as needed. But Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed an order setting the vote for 2026, which is the next scheduled statewide election after November. He said he did it to save taxpayers nearly $2 million that it would cost for a standalone election. But supporters say it was a political maneuver and that it's a slap in the face to hardworking Oklahomans. Till NATO, Fox News.
Residents of Springfield, Ohio are expressing their frustrations with the influx of Haitian migrants going into their community. Fox's Chanley Painter has the story.
At least 15,000 Haitian migrants arriving in the Ohio town of just about 58,000 people over the last 4 years alone. Many are in the Federal Temporary Protected Status Program. It's a program that helps certain migrants flee their violent, unstable countries. The Biden-Harris administration extended the program in 2021, hence this surge that's straining local resources and infrastructure. Now residents are complaining of longer waits for health care in systems inundated with new patients, crowded classrooms in schools struggling to teach students who don't speak English, and unsafe drivers unfamiliar with U.S. traffic laws.
Steven, 10 in the morning, KNSS 851 here on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Child's body found buried in a backyard in Rose Hill.
Two.
Police looking for a hit-and-run driver after bicycle rider killed in South Wichita.
One.
After the big debate, Trump and Harris hit the campaign trail. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in traffic here in the Wichita area, we do have lighter traffic volume, so that's good news. Does look like the traffic has thinned out quite a bit. See that on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. However, continue to watch out. We've got a stalled out vehicle. You'll definitely want to watch out for this one. It's southbound on I-235, and it is between Broadway and the K-96 exit. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. That was the high yesterday. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 62. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 87 degrees. Right now clear, calm, and 60 degrees at Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. And the Dow is up 203 points as we begin the trading day on Wall Street. NASDAQ is up by 63, and the S&P is trading in the positive area by almost 23 points.
Local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. The Kansas Family Business Forum at Wichita State University has been around for 29 years, but changing its name and mission at a time when family businesses are also going through an adjustment period. It's now rebranded as Forum for Family Enterprise at Wichita State. That was introduced this week during a breakfast with membership at Woolsey Hall, where the organization has been brought back in under the Barton School of Business after 4 years within the College of Innovation and Design.
With the pandemic shutdown subsided, Wichita's retirement and senior living communities are experiencing a growth spurt. Since December, Wichita-based Legend Senior Living has acquired 12 properties for senior living projects, company president Matt Buchanan said. Buchanan's company has 5 senior living facilities in Wichita that provide assisted and independent living, memory care, and rehabilitation services. The Regent at 2050 North Webb Road ranks 6th on the Wichita Business Journal's latest list of retirement communities with 115 units and a monthly cost ranging from just over $2,800 to just over $6,000 per person. Cindy LaFleur, CEO of Catholic Care Center in Bel Air, says the industry has seen occupancy increase in assisted and independent living because the baby boomer generation wants to, quote, age in place, unquote. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, Saturday night we'll be in Hutchinson at the State Fair of the Encampment Building at 6 o'clock. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall having a town hall, a live town hall, and you and I are going to be helping with some of the questioning and helping folks to get the answers from the Senator Marshall. And the whole thing is going to be broadcast live right here on KNSS. That begins at 6 o'clock Saturday night from the Kansas State Fair. All right, today is Positive Thinking Day.
Okay.
A day to promote the power of positivity and the impact this simple act can have on your life.
Well,
positive thinking is an emotional and mental practice that requires an optimistic outlook on life.
Yeah, stay away from Debbie Downers today.
Oh, no, no Debbie Downers. No. So my question is, the question to you is, Are you naturally positive or negative in your personality? Oh, what do you think?
I guess I'm leaning towards positive, although there is a deep-seated cynicism in me for some things.
Oh, I am. Oh, I'm.
But I mean, I think for the most part, I'm positive.
Well, I almost think that you have to kind of train yourself sometimes. Of course, Dale Carnegie said that.
Yeah, true.
You can train yourself to think positively, and it does help you if you got a great outlook. And we always think positively. I'm going to think positive that we're going to be back here Monday morning with Steve and Ted.
I'm right with you.
All right, we'll be back here on Monday morning, so be sure of that. The Glenn Beck program coming up. Trump's making promises to cut taxes. They're going to be talking about that. Top of the hour news this morning, Trump and Harris both hitting the campaign trail after the big debate. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve is hit in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. And go Chiefs!
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.